So it's been all change at the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce at the top. Sue Hook was the president. She has now handed over to a new person, and we are talking to the new president of Cornwall Chamber of Commerce now, Toby Parkins. Tell me how this came about, you being put up for president.
Well, essentially, they were looking for a new president, and everybody pointed their finger at me. So I did have to check with my wife first, but it was a real privilege to be asked to do it.
So it's about being almost a business leader in Cornwall. Is that the way you see it?
I think there's, part of it is that role, but more importantly is the actual nuts and bolts of how we actually work with the Chamber, how we work with businesses, and how businesses can actually use the Chamber to be able to achieve greater prosperity in Cornwall for not just their own businesses, but for everyone, for the entire community.
So that there is the number one objective. What do you see as the ways of getting to that objective in these difficult times?
There's a number of things the Chamber already does, and I think there's lots more things that there's new ideas that we can introduce to actually enable the Chamber to help businesses achieve, growth, and to help support existing businesses to ensure that jobs are not only safeguarded but also created. There's a number of key areas. One is obviously the next round of convergence funding, as well as the end of phase one of convergence. And as well as that, I'd also include some of the potential government grants that may be forthcoming in the future, particularly looking at Lord Heseltine's report, where he makes a number of recommendations in achieving greater economic development by principally devolving a lot of power away from Whitehall down to a local regional level. So being able to have excellent relationships with people like the LEP and the Cornwall Council is key to being able to work in partnership with those bodies as well as other business bodies to ensure that we can actually help influence the next directions of various grant funding opportunities, which ultimately should be designed around what businesses actually need.
Is there going to be any change of focus or refocusing now that you're president?
The Chamber already does some, some excellent activities. It's obviously the big breakfast each month. It's, it's renowned for. And certainly my time as a member of the Chamber, it's grown from sort of 40, 50 people a month 10 years ago to well over 100 every month. That's obviously a great strength. But I think there are new areas, other newer forms of networking, both online and offline. So actually, I would like to see more online networking between members to complement the face-to-face networking. But I think we can also actually extend out into producing some more lobbying areas, if you like, and also liaison with other organisations. So, working with the airport and the rail companies to actually ensure that the rail companies have got a good understanding of what businesses are looking for, so that businesses feel that actually they want to use the rail network and the airport in order to improve that transport communication, which is so essential for businesses in Cornwall.
We've got the LEP in Cornwall. What about the Chamber's relationship and working with the LEP?
Well, we already have an excellent relationship with the LEP. There's some really, really good people on the board there. And, certainly I've sat on committees with Chris Pomfret already, and I think there's some really good opportunities there for the Chamber to connect its members' wishes and needs with the LEP's core strategies and the delivery of those strategies, so that the ideas and needs of what business in Cornwall actually wants ties in with what the LEP is actually trying to achieve. So I think, there's lots of opportunities there, but certainly, it's all about communication, and in some ways the Chamber in some ways is a catalyst or conduit to actually allow the better communication so that the LEP can work for businesses in an even more effective way.
As you're talking about communication, there's the communication possibly between West Cornwall and East Cornwall. There's always been a challenge to bind the two together on a business sense. We focus around almost like a Truro travel to work area so often.
Yeah, Cornwall is, it does take, nearly 2 hours to go from one end of Cornwall to another on a good day. and longer on a less good day. It is a challenge, and we have been trying to do more events in the east, as well as more events in sort of farther west, and we're going to be continuing to do that. Trying to get everyone to one place, I think, is, you know, it is a major challenge. But there are some people that will travel east and some people from the east that will travel west. So we need to find ways in which we can actually continue to improve. But I think, personally, I think we need to have localised events in the east, as well as some in the further west. And just by moving locations for various meetings, we can start joining people together.
I often see the Chamber of Commerce as almost a business morale organisation as well. And in tough times across the country, the Chamber's been doing very well at handling morale within the business community. Where do you think we are at the moment with this?
You know, I mean, a lot of businesses are still very concerned, but, you know, there are green shoots in certain areas. And I think really, you know, the Chamber needs to be able to, you know, share the good news between businesses to actually help keep that morale, as you put it. To keep that up. And the key thing really is to allow people to, you know, network together and find out what each other are doing. You know, there are always new opportunities, particularly outside Cornwall. So whatever we can do as a chamber to actually also help facilitate, you know, export opportunities or, you know, potentially business linking through other chambers in other parts of the country, you know, potentially trade missions, things like that could actually help, you know, help provide the new opportunities that businesses would really, you know, get hold of. And relish.
Okay. Toby Parkins, new president of Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much for talking to Business Cornwall.